Welcome to the next episode of Mike's Film Talk on Air. This doesn't have an episode number because I don't remember what it is. It's been that long since I've done one. Before I get started, though, I want to tell you a little story. There was a great character actor named Walter Brennan, and when he first went to Central Casting as a young man wanting to get into the world of art, when they asked him to do something, he said, with or without. What he meant was with his teeth or without his teeth. Brennan was, from that point on, used constantly in a various amount of films, a lot of them Westerns. That's relevant to today's episode because I'm doing mine without. So before I start talking about If, which is the latest thing I just watched and really, really like, I'm going to ask you to get down on the comment section and let me know if you can tell the difference between the off-screen with my teeth in and on-screen with my teeth out. Let me know what you think. Can you understand me or are you having issues? Let me know. So like I said, the thing I'm going to talk about today is If. It's the latest offering on Apple TV Plus. It stars Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, and a lovely, delightful Kaylee Fleming as the young girl B. It's got a lot of big names in it, and it's a very interesting film. It's about imaginary friends, which is what If stands for. Now, this is not a theme that has not been looked at before. Most specifically, Drop Dead Fred, which was a Phoebe Cates vehicle and starred the late Rick Mayhill as Fred, also looked at this. And in this instance, Cates' character was in a moment of crisis, and her imaginary friend, Drop Dead Fred, showed up to try and help out. Now, the big difference between the two films is, in this case, it's the ifs, the imaginary friends, that are having a crisis. Enter Kaylee, who is coming to visit, not Kaylee, sorry, the actress Kaylee, a.k.a. B in the film, is coming to see her dad, who's in hospital. She had a pretty rough childhood. She's not handling this very well. And while she's there to meet with John Krasinski, her dad in the movie, she discovers that she can see ifs. Enter Ryan Reynolds, who can also see ifs, and he is going to help B to realize his mission, which is to find these ifs, new kids. Because the storyline is, when the kids grow up, they forget their imaginary friends, and they become stranded in this netherworld where they can't escape, can't move on, and they constantly miss the children that they were so close to. It's a good film. It's got a lot of folks in it, big names. Lou Gossett Jr., the late Lou Gossett Jr. in his last role, I believe. Fiona Shaw, who does a pretty good American accent, is the grandma. It's a good film. It was a little confusing to me. I'm not quite sure why. The story was entertaining enough, but there were things that just sort of seemed to lead off into nowhere, and there were more questions asked than answered. But it was an absolutely entertaining film. And I don't know if it was me. I know I will be 66 in 2 months' time, but I perennially have the brain of a 12-year-old child. So usually I can get into young adult and children fantasy pretty quickly. This one took a bit more of a stretch, but it has a brilliant twist in the tail at the end, and it does seem to be a pretty happy ending for all concerned, and at least gives some of the characters something to look forward to in the film. Now, I gave it a pretty good 4 out of 5 stars. Mike's Film Talk tends to be a bit picky for a lot of things, but this tried to work so well, and it just kind of missed with me a little bit. A little bit, so I could not actually come up with anything higher than that. It was just kind of an issue that I was having, I think. Again, it was a good film. Watch it if you want. It's streaming on Apple TV Plus, so it's not going to cost you a lot. And yeah, it's worth the time spent watching it. It's probably a 2-popcorn film. 2 popcorn meaning a couple of bowls of popcorn, some fizzy drink, and you'll find it time well spent. So that's me for this week. Until next time, as I always say, keep watching the movies and television and have fun. Bye. Okay, and this stuff. That's just under 5 minutes.